Brazilian Lieutenant General Urano Bacelar was found dead in his Port-au-Prince hotel room early Saturday. A local journalist who saw the body said the general was sitting in a chair on his terrace in shorts and a T-shirt with a gunshot wound to the neck. The death comes at a difficult time for the troubled country. National elections were recently postponed for the fourth time, leaving Haiti with an uncertain political future. Kidnappings in the capital have skyrocketed, generating millions of dollars in ransom money for Port-au-Prince's heavily armed gangs. On Monday, Haiti's business sector plans a general strike to protest the rising kidnappings and violence. Business leaders say the strike is intended as a message to the UN to do more to provide security in Port-au-Prince. Since June of 2004, the United Nations has deployed more than 9,000 peacekeepers to provide security in Haiti. But the UN has been increasingly criticized for its perceived failure to provide security for elections. On Friday, the UN Security Council called on Haiti's interim government to set a new date for elections, no later than February 7th, amid concern about the spiraling violence. The UN has not released any information concerning the death of General Bacelar. The Brazilian army is calling the incident a firearm accident. There has been no announcement of his replacement. Haitian police chief Mario Andersal said police have not found evidence to suggest foul play, but are launching an investigation. General Bacelar became leader of the UN forces in September of 2005. Brazilian Ambassador Paulo Cordeiro said it was devastating to see such a good and honorable general killed in such circumstances. UN troops were sent to Haiti in 2004, following the ouster of then-President Jean-Bertrand Aristide after weeks of violent unrest. I'm Amelia Shaw, reporting for VOA News in Port-au-Prince.